Hey, everybody. It's Leslie.
And Mike. And we're here for the
Friday Night Beer Blog.
What is
reading of the Friday Night Beer Blog?
Which is the...
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? We've done this enough.
This is your part.
Oh, okay. This is the reading of my weekly blog on life.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In midlife, from my point of view, with...
Is there any other?
True dat. Yeah, thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us tonight for the reading of the Friday Night Beer Blog. This Friday Night Beer Blog is brought to you by whom, Mike?
Our sponsor, beer sponsor.
Our anonymous sponsor.
Mile Wide
Beer Company. It's anonymous. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Because they don't know that they're sponsoring us.
Well, it's because we pay for
and we actually pay them to sponsor us. More companies out there need that kind of gig.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm like, why are we always on the other side?
Exactly. We promote their beer every week. Well, we also drink their beer every week. So.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. So what are we drinking tonight, Mike?
Oh, we've had a little bit of everything.
Yeah, we had to go down there because we were out.
Yeah, out of beer, yeah. Dry.
Shameful.
So we had a DJ Roomba, which is a Northeast pale ale.
Not my favorite.
No, it's a little light.
Yeah.
And then we had
It's not my favorite because it's light. It just doesn't have a lot of flavor for me.
Well, yeah, it's like a Pilsner.
Okay.
And then the other one we had was a Northeast IPA called Linchpin.
Yeah.
That's their kind of their new
middle of the road
staple.
Yeah, kind of middle of the road beer.
Always produced.
Right. Year round.
And then we had the bouquet.
The bouquet.
Which is what we're drinking now.
And we used to call it the bouquet.
Boca.
Until
bouquet.
Until we heard somebody say, oh, it's bouquet. And we're like, oh, it's the bouquet.
Bouquet.
Okay, it's bouquet.
Okay, bouquet.
So,
it's a double Northeast IPA. So.
And you know what? When you end with that, it's like, bam!
Well, that's you can't start with it because then everything else after that is
weak. Like, wah, 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 wah,
yeah.
Wah.
So,
yeah.
It's the nature of the beast.
I gotcha. How's your week been, Mike?
Tiring, even though I've only worked 2 days.
Yeah.
That's, I'm exhausted.
That's first world problems right there. Yeah. I have no
worked
words
2 days,
for that.
I was like, man, and everybody I think I've talked to on my team is hard trying to restart their work week after the 4th of July.
You know, I was at Home Depot today, and I was getting some paint because one of the things, I am still on vacation. I took the whole week off, and one of the things
And it's already gone.
No, I have 2 more days. What are you
talking
about?
2 days. It's a weekend.
So anyway, I was at Home Depot because one of the things I promised myself I would do was to get one of our fences repainted this weekend. So I was in Home Depot buying some paint, and the guy behind the counter was talking to another guy behind the counter. And I made mention of the fact that I'm glad I came in today because it was like really quiet and it's probably going to be busy tomorrow. And the dude was like, this has been the longest week ever. Just like that. I was kind of like, and I didn't know what to say because I felt bad because I'm like, yeah, I've been on vacation this week. Not so much.
It's probably
it's
because
been
he's
great.
Been working and it's been slow. It's
yeah.
been dead. Everybody's
yeah.
been...
Oh, I know what it was. I said, oh, it's Friday. Yeah, thank God it's Friday. He was like, yeah, thank God it's Friday. It's been the longest week ever. Just like that. He had like this Hawaiian shirt. It was funny. But I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I've been on vacay. Still on vacay. Mm. So it's good. So are you ready for...
Yes. Let's go.
You're ready for... Okay. You don't even know what I was going to say. And
no,
I can't...
ready for the reading of the
FNBB? I can't come up with anything... I can't come up with anything clever.
Why do you read this every week?
Oh, why do I read? Thank you, Mike. So I write a blog, but then I read it to you on Friday nights. And why do I do that, Mike?
Well, you used to do it because you liked my input and there were editable moments in the...
You think. Yeah. Well, why do I read it to you now?
Because I'm lazy and I don't like to read.
Right.
And some people.
So if I didn't read it to you, you wouldn't read the blog.
Oh, I don't read it.
No. Okay.
I listened to it.
Yeah. All right. Sure. Oh, when I read it to you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the title of this week's blog is How to Know When It's Time for a Vacation. And if you actually go to the blog, there's a really, I love this meme that I've put at the top. And it's...
Even Wonder Woman gets tired
sometimes.
It's
Wonder Woman, and she's got her hand to her head, and she said, that's it. I need a vacation. This was, when I saw this, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thing is she's got that invisible jet. She should just go on vacation.
If I had an invisible jet, I would be freaking out of here, man. All right. July 8th, 2022, the 73rd official Friday Night Beer Blog. I've been on vacation all of this last week. As I write this, I am in the slow buildup to know that I will be returning to reality in just a couple of days. I could be sad about that, or I could just enjoy these last couple of days before that happens. Which do you think that I am doing?
I was going to start singing that, what is it? Backstreet Boys song or whatever.
What Backstreet?
Back to life. Who is that? It's not Backstreet Boys. Can you edit this out?
No.
Edit this out. Who is that?
Oh, that's from back in the like late 80s, early 90s.
And that's not Backstreet Boys?
I don't know. It could
be. Boys to Men. No, not Boys to Men. What's the other one?
Keep going, Mike.
Hold on.
Keep drinking. Oh, Jesus. Keep drinking that double.
My memory. It's, all right. They had that four letters.
Oh, God. Anyway. Subheading. Don't let life
new
bite.
New kids on the block.
Don't let life bite you in the ass. Athletes need rest to reach performance goals. You would think in all my years of I'm reading the wrong version. I am sorry. You would think that in all of my years in cycling that I would have figured out that life is the same way. For athletes, hard workouts only with no rest days leads only to burnout and being overtrained. Their performance becomes flat. I've been there. And there is nothing more frustrating than feeling like you are doing everything possible to improve to just continue at the same level with no improvement. Have you ever overtrained, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Life and life pursuits are the same. If you are a working stiff and just existing day in and day out, or if you are trying to create or become something new and pushing without any rest, then the life you are working on will bite you in the ass. Subheading, it's time to take a break. I am a rat on a Cheeto. That is a saying that some of my cycling friends coined a few years ago about someone that just won't stop a thing regardless of whether it's good or bad. That person is like a rat on a Cheeto when it comes to that thing. This is my general nature, would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. I am easy to start something, but I am hard to stop something. Me needing a break is telegraphed to everyone but me. I began to overanalyze and take any non-movement of a thing as a personal failure. Through late May and all of June, a mini personal breakdown was like writing on the wall for me. I don't know if you saw it. It may have been more evident to Mike. Which one? It may have been more evident to Mike early on, but it wasn't until mid-June that I realized I might be in trouble. And that is an interesting way to describe it because I wasn't in any danger per se, but for me, getting to a point where I knew I needed to take some time off, it was almost too late. I was mentally at DEFCON 2. Now, I know if I reach DEFCON 1, there is most certainly would be a mental shutdown, as in, I quit. Like, everything. Poof. when you are pushing yourself so hard and don't feel like you are getting anywhere, it's just so easy to throw in the towel. And this could be in anything. Work, a venture, losing weight, gaining fitness. There is an absolute breaking point, and I was feeling the pressure. Am I telling you something you didn't know?
No, I was just at certain points between DEFCON 2 and 1.
Right.
It becomes DEFCON Mike.
I love how it all comes back to you every single time.
Usually these are about me. This is about me, right?
Sure, Mike. It's about you.
No, usually it's like, you know, you transfer things and it starts to hit me.
You just have to live with me.
You throw up those flares, you know, you shoot over the bow and then, you know, if I don't pay attention, it becomes DEFCON Mike.
DEFCON Mike. Is that like even worse than DEFCON 1?
No. It's DEFCON the transition Mike. Between, you know, oh, at okay. 1, you just like totally, you know, short circuit.
Yeah, I start sucking my thumb in the corner.
Fetal position.
Subheading. I'm not the only one. I don't talk about my mental state a week or so ago to garner any type of sympathy or attention. This shit happens to everybody. I am no busier than anyone else out there hustling in life. I know that working to a breaking point is something that I do not have the market cornered on. So many people I know are burning the candles at all six ends. Now that's a candle. It's got six ends.
Hmm.
It comes with the territory of who we are and where we are in life. But we aren't doing anyone around us any favors by thinking that if we martyr ourselves that everything will be fine, because it won't.
Yeah. No.
You are setting yourself up for a big, huge, massive supernova of a meltdown. Subheading, what a break does. It was so funny that my last to-do item before I took a much-needed break was to record a podcast episode with Sandy Cohen of the Inner Peace to Go podcast. She also writes a wellness blog for Shondaland.com. Yes, that Shondaland of Shonda Rhimes /Bridgerton /InventingAnna fame. The conversation we had was on the benefits of a digital detox. Digital detox. Say that five times. The digital world can be quite overwhelming and contribute to all of those feelings of burnout. I was intrigued when she told me that our brains require being bored in order to regain creative function. But if we're always forcing it with work or filling it with social media, we are not benefiting from that creativity.
Hmm.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
You only have so much capacity.
Well, it's kind of like if you were standing in the line at the grocery. I mean, a lot of us will just pick up our phone and we start scrolling while you're standing in line at the grocery. She said, but if you don't do that and you just observe things that are going on around you, your mind creates so many more different pathways.
Mm-hmm.
Of keeping itself, I don't know, entertained maybe. I don't know. But then I found out where Mike and I were headed the next day on vacation for 5 days, had no cell signal or Wi-Fi, like zero. Zilch. Part of me was worried and a little panicked. How would I get in touch with my family or fill in those blank moments with nothing else to do? The other part of me was relieved that this thing was out of my control. I was resigned to embrace it and the people that I was there with. How do you live without a thing? How do you live without a thing, Mike? Then you don't have
you
that
manage.
Thing. Well, you don't have that thing readily available. Period.
Trust me, I was a little concerned about surfing the web, you know, doing research, answering emails, or just, you know, generally staying in touch.
Right. And you can't.
Yeah.
It's almost like, okay, if you want to lose weight.
And then I don't do social media. So it's like I didn't have a, you know, there wasn't a fix that I needed. It was literally just how to exist without cell service or internet connection.
Right. Right. So, but it's like, it's like that thing. It's kind of like, you want to lose weight, then you have to get rid of all of the crap in your house. You want to recharge mentally, then get rid of your cell and Wi-Fi signal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the same thing. Subheading, the reward of a break. When you are all in and decide that time off will actually be time off, you will actually mentally heal faster than if you fight it. Our vacation mates and I were all a little hesitant and definitely went through some digital DTs. But forced relaxation, where we were able to have face-to-face conversation, take naps, play board games, and laugh until we peed our pants. Okay, that was just me, actually. filled the soul. I could feel my mind calm down those have-to things that had been driving me for months. Have to. I was able to reevaluate and rededicate myself to the things that are important. Vacations don't have to be grand. You don't have to travel to faraway places, although that's a pretty cool experience. You can vacation close to home, or you can vacation at home. But you have to work to put your mind in the shutdown mode. As long as you know it's not forever, the benefits will be far greater than pushing yourself toward burnout. Every competitive athlete that I know swears by rest and attributes their success to that rest, not the hard workouts. Everyone knows you have to work hard to succeed, but not many know how much rest contributes to that same success. There is someone out there reading this or listening to this podcast that is totally where I was. Sorry, that's my clock.
That's mom.
Someone out there reading this or listening to this podcast that is totally where I was a couple of weeks ago. And trust me, friend, the benefits of a break are immeasurable. I know, because I almost missed it, and I'm so glad I didn't. All right, that's it, Mike.
Cool.
What you thinking?
No, I agree. You know, I think, the vacation that we had was, it was great. I was a little nervous about unplugging, and I did have, I was like, I really want to, check my email. I want to do this, and I couldn't. But at the same time, I had a lot of good conversations with mm-hmm. good people, mm-hmm. learned about them. Mm-hmm. They learned about me.
Right.
We just had, downtime. I mean, right. It was refreshing.
Yeah.
And I think, we should force ourselves to do it more often.
Oh, absolutely. I cannot, I can't tell you the last time I took a nap in the middle of the day. Now, I have some friends that routinely will nap after a long ride.
I'm not a napper.
No, I always feel like I got to move on to the next thing and be multitasking. But I napped.
Oh, yeah.
Two days, which is huge for me.
Yeah, I napped there, and then when I got back home,
we
had a couple of days down.
Oh yeah,
and
I felt
like I'm like I need to nap.
I take a nap. Yeah,
and I never nap.
I have been so tired, and
it was kind of like once you got there, it was like, oh wait a second, I need more of this.
Right. Oh, your body's like, oh, hello.
Yeah, it was 2 days. I had a 2 days detox from vacation, from doing nothing.
I'm still on that.
and then I tried to work 2 days, and it was
you
I was
were
exhausted.
Exhausted
at the end of the day. I was like, yeah. Amazing. So
yeah, I am trying to take advantage of every last second that I have. When we got back, I'm trying to follow through a little bit on that digital detox, because it was quite freeing.
For people who scroll through Instagram, Facebook, and all those other things, that's a big time consumer. I mean, it's literally, it's a habit. You're just walking through the grocery store or whatever you're doing. You're just like, hey, I've got downtime. I'm going to scroll.
I think back to, 10, 12 years ago when we didn't have Facebook. We didn't have Instagram. I mean, we had computers, but they were on our desks. We weren't.
You had to make an effort to go over there and sit down in front of them.
Yeah, you couldn't put them in your back pocket. And now we're carrying this little computer around with us. You know, I think back to then and, I don't know that I would say that life was simpler. We had small children and we were busy, but can you imagine going through?
Well, there was a point where the internet became really convenient because you didn't have to receive publications and magazines. It's basically you went to the web.
Mm-hmm.
But then at a certain point, then they started introducing all of the social media platforms and things like MySpace, Facebook, and things like that, which started to move your attention away from the things you needed to do to the things you liked to do or wanted to do.
Mm.
And then that's where you ended up consuming most of your time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so at some point you either needed to realize that you needed to cut yourself off from that. You're either in or you're out.
Yeah, I guess it's like the old school television.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, when we were growing up, it was kind of like
you're
we were watching.
Waste your minds.
Yeah,
you're watching television.
Your head, watching all that TV. So I guess it's, you know, and before that, maybe it was radio.
But, you know, television, I don't think it's as bad as, you know, social media because I think, you know, social media looks
it's
an algorithm and it looks at what you look at and I don't know, it can become very myopic. You kind of get into your funnel and you see only what they want you to see.
Right.
That is a dangerous thing.
It is, yes.
Television is a little broader, tries to hit a larger audience. It's not as...
Doesn't choose for you. I bet there's some choosing for you. Like if you get on
locally,
Netflix...
Locally, regionally, maybe yes.
Well,
maybe,
when you get on Netflix and it
service,
says, hey,
right.
This is something, but based on what you have watched before, you would like
but nothing
this.
As bad as what's on your phone and those, you know, Facebook.
Well, like you were just telling me, you were on the computer and you were...
Oh, yeah.
You had...
I clicked the weather to see what the weather was going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, and ad popped up.
And basically a whole screen of bicycle bottom brackets popped up in front of me, and I'm like, whoops, that's what I was looking at yesterday. Buy new bottom brackets.
Well, I mean, everybody swears that Big Brother is listening in your house because you might not be searching on something, but it still shows up in your feed every single time.
Yeah. So it does impact you. They're getting smarter and smarter about that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and it ties up your brain function. So, but anyway, back to vacations. I encourage everybody to take, even if it's not a week, just a few days to just totally unplug and refocus.
It's rest and recover.
R&R.
Recover.
Isn't that why they call it R&R?
Yeah, I guess
rest
so.
Rest and recovery.
But I think the important part is recovery. It's just like if you're an athlete.
Right.
You know, you can only train so hard so long.
Right.
Then at some point you tear your muscles down and then you start to rebuild. And that's the recovery period.
Mm-hmm.
If you never recover, you never rebuild. You just tear.
Yeah. So if you're trying to build and create something in your life pursuits, it's the same way.
Yep.
You can't just keep pushing, tear. You've got to recover and then build.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Exactly.
That's it. All I got.
That's all it is. All right. So, what's your week looking like coming up?
Oh my gosh, a full work week.
Back to work.
Reality. Back to life. Yeah, I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
say
who's it. That?
Yeah. Is it New Kids on the Block? As I said earlier, I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, somebody will have to let us know.
Yeah.
So
or don't just let us wander in our linger in our ignorance.
That's fine. We'll forget about it in 5 minutes and it won't matter. We'll be on to the next thing. We'll be scrolling on to the next thing.
Well, that's perfect.
Is that perfect? Yeah. All right. If you have enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to rate it with what, Mike?
Five stars.
4 is fine, but 5 is better. And we hope that you join us every Friday as we kind of talk about life and shit. right?
Stuff.
Like an Oreo. Like that whole big thing of Oreos.
That was another thing we talked about. Double stuff ain't what it used to be.
It ain't what it used to be, y'all.
Yeah, that's a whole blog.
That is maybe that's next week. Why aren't double stuffed Oreos stuffed like they used to be?
And it's like the 2 cent bubble gum back in the old days.
Yeah, it used to be really big,
and then became 10 cents, and it was really small. And it's like,
and they cut the size down, or like the ice cream used to be a half a gallon. Now they've made it, it's the same width, but the depth is shorter.
Yeah.
So that you don't notice that it's less.
It's not inflation. It's inflation, but then I can't remember the other term. We'll have to.
It's called, we think everybody's stupid and won't notice.
Right.
That's what it's called.
It goes from 32 ounces to 22 and a half. Yeah.
Always look at your serving size, y'all.
Yeah.
See where it's going.
Anyway, that's another blog. See?
Yeah.
And
then it
costs.
Yeah. Uh-oh, you're going to write these blogs?
No, I'm just going to listen to them after you write them.
Okay,
I'm going to do
it.
What I do.
I'm on it.
I'm in my swim lane here.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Later.
See ya.